Jeb Sharp, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. 8 million people in Pakistan are now in need of immediate assistance, and more than half of them are without shelter. Unprecedented flooding has hit the South Asian country. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton today said that millions of members of the human family are in desperate need of help.
This is a defining moment, not only for Pakistan, but for all of us. And now is a time for our shared humanity to move us to help. And I call on you to do what you can. Every dollar makes a difference. So I urge my fellow Americans to join this effort and send much-needed help to the people of Pakistan by contributing to the Department of State's Pakistan Relief Fund.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton speaking earlier today. Danya Giraibe works in Islamabad for the Los Angeles-based charity Relief International. She says funds are coming in, but not enough and not fast enough.
I think what the international community does not comprehend yet is the magnitude of this. When we talk about Haiti, a total population of 9 million, 3 million were affected by the earthquake. And in the first month alone, they were able to raise $1 billion. In 3 months, they had $10 billion in pledges. Now, the UN is currently saying that we need about $450 million to meet emergency and immediate needs. When I say emergency and immediate needs, I'm talking about food, water, and shelter. And right now, they were only able to secure 45% of it, less than 50% of it.
Is the infrastructure there, the aid infrastructure, the systems, I mean, can you and other aid workers cope with
yes.
what needs to happen?
Well, yes. The bottleneck usually is the release of funds. We are ready. I mean, our NGO, Relief International, and other NGOs as well, we are ready. We have, as Relief International, we have 300 staff members on the ground. We have offices in the three of the four provinces that make Pakistan. We have sub-offices in most of the hit areas. And we are already doing food distribution and providing health services to over 40,000 beneficiaries or affectees. So we are on the ground. We have the capacity to expand, but we need the resources.
So is the culprit here donor fatigue, or is it that people don't actually know where to give?
Donors give for philanthropic reasons. They don't get tired. So, but I would call it more... They don't know where to go. Donors don't know where to start. The scale is too big. And individual donors need to know where to donate their money and how to reach out to civil society organizations that have staff on the ground that can translate their money into response very, very quickly.
Are you worried about any of the dynamics here of people blaming other people for not giving enough, of the perception perhaps that the international effort is inadequate, or even finger-pointing inside Pakistan? What happens in these sorts of crises?
The affectees are in desperation, and people in desperation do need to blame it on someone, or do need to voice out their frustration. So I think when it comes from Pakistan, the criticism towards the international response, it's coming out of desperation, and that's understandable. And we have to rise above it and work together.
Danya, what percentage of the affected people have actually seen aid, received food, water, medicine, shelter?
We know that only 6% were reached with water purification tablets and clean water sources. In terms of food, only 34% of the funding was secured. Now, it has not yet come to the ground and people have not received it. This is very imminent, but still, even within the imminent realm, it's 34% that has been secured in terms of funds. For water and sanitation, what we heard from the UN is only 6% of the affectees are getting what they need.
Danya, have you ever seen a disaster of this proportion?
I have not. No, I have not. And what worries me the most is the long-term impact of this disaster on this country, a country that suffers from poverty and conflict-stricken country already, and the long-term implications on one of its biggest sectors, I mean, the Kerry Lugar bill was primarily geared towards agriculture as one of the biggest sectors that USAID wanted to invest in. And now if we were starting from two, now we're starting from below zero.
Danya Garaibe is a manager in Pakistan for the Los Angeles-based charity Relief International. She was speaking to us from Islamabad. Thanks so much, Danya.
Thank you, Jeff.